With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. As of Friday afternoon, the new 27th Street Traffic Bridge in Glenwood Springs is open for use. The new pedestrian bridge is also open with temporary connections. On the new pedestrian bridge, bicyclists are urged to dismount for safe use until final connections are complete next week. Tomorrow, pedestrian and bike access will be closed all day as crews work on additional connections. Pedestrians and bicyclists can use Old Cardiff Bridge or the 14th Street Bridge as alternate routes. The north leg of the 27th Street and South Grand Avenue intersection remains closed as crews make progress on roundabout construction. Business access is open via the North-South Grand Avenue entrance at 23rd Street. The 40th annual Aspen Film Fest starts today. This year's lineup includes films and discussions about everything from Judy Garland to underwater photography to mushrooms. Kristen Kay has the details.
Aspen Film Executive Director Susan Rubel says the week-long festival is all about quality.
We really look at Film Fest as the accumulation of some of the top films of the year and also some of the most groundbreaking or provocative documentaries of the year as well.
One of those documentaries kicks off the event today. Fantastic Fungi takes a deep dive into the living network in the Earth's soil, the largest organism in the world. Director Louis Schwartzberg says the underground web of fungi benefits the health of the planet and offers some lessons to people.
They can all share nutrients, enable each other, and prosper. And that's a beautiful idea for perhaps how human beings could live above the ground.
A Q&A with Schwartzberg follows the film, which starts at 3:30 today at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen. Films will also be screened at Aspen's Isis Theater and the Crystal Theater in Carbondale. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Bureau of Land Management has signed a lease agreement in Colorado to solidify relocation of its headquarters from the District of Columbia. U.S. Senator Cory Gardner announced the decision Friday, saying it would bring at least 27 positions to Grand Junction. The Interior Department announced it has leased part of a four-story building. The building also houses two oil and gas companies, as well as a state oil and gas association, which has drawn criticism from environmental groups. Gardner says moving the headquarters would strengthen the agency's relationship with local officials and move decision makers closer to the lands and people they work with so they can make more informed decisions. Others say the move could diminish the agency's voice in the District of Columbia. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.